Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel. Proverbs 27:9, New King James Version. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Teaching with Purpose. Our topic for today is anybody out there? Have you ever felt lonely, sad, helpless, anxious? I bet. Everyone has gone through a phase of loneliness, anxiety, sadness, name every sort of negative feeling. But remember, just because we feel that way doesn't mean it's true. Well, you can read our previous post if you want to learn more about handling negative feelings. So the crux of this article is companionship, friendship, relationship, whatever you want to call it. Whenever we go through negative or positive emotions, the human instinct in us yearns to share it with someone. Humans long for a deeper connection and companionship. We all need a friend, family, or just anyone really to go through life with. It's just the way we're wired. As a result of how we're designed to crave companionship, we need to check ourselves and ask, would I want a friend like me? Do I value loyalty, honesty? Do I want to go to bed at night knowing someone has my back? And would I do the same? No one is perfect, but being a great companion is a quality everyone should have, especially if that's what we want for ourselves. I believe a good companion should, one, be honest. We all need someone in our corner who will tell us the truth no matter how hard it is to hear. The fact is, we often might not like what we hear, but at least we know the truth is not being sugarcoated by those we love. Two, encourage us. Everyone needs a hype man. Someone to encourage us when we're about to start a new project, phase, journey, etc. Someone who supports our dreams and is willing to stand with us no matter the obstacle. Someone who fights for us, even when we aren't there. Number three, pray for us. The world is tough enough as it is. We all need a sprinkle of prayer in our lives. A friend who prays for us is priceless. It is a selfless thing to remember others when we pray. It shows we aren't only thinking of ourselves. Four, forgive. We all fall short every single time. Unconsciously, sometimes. But you see, if God can forgive us every single time we fall short, why can't we have a friend that can do the same? It's called unconditional love. We should practice this as often as we can. Number five, brings out the best in us. We need someone who will help us be the best version of ourselves. We grow every day and we need someone who will help us build our character. Because really, that's what life is about. I could go on and on and on about the characteristics of a good friend or a good companion, but I'll just stop right here. Being a good companion can be challenging, but abiding in Christ is the secret ingredient that a good friend possesses. The most important thing about any human relationship or connection is honoring God. Don't forget to be the type of companion or the type of friend you want for yourself. And that's a wrap, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Taken with Purpose. I really hope you enjoyed this and would like to hear your views, comments, opinions. Tell us about your opinion on friendships, or you can tell us the qualities you want in a friend. And you can also share your experience with friends with us on our Facebook page, Taken with Purpose, on our Instagram, Taken with Purpose, Twitter, T with Purpose, or our website, www.takingwithpurpose.com. Let us know what you think. Don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you on another episode. Toodles!